This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, is this Shadur? Hey, this is Mickey Loomis here, the GM of the New Orleans Saints. How you doing? This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, we're waiting on you.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man. We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
This thing doesn't be nothing to do.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man. Sorry about that.
What does that mean?
What? What do you say?
I don't know.
How are you going to ask us what it means and you was on the phone?
You heard that?
You said you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Okay. Sorry about that.
It's mean. I shouldn't laugh. I just, that in the old days, was, I guess it happened to three or four guys I saw in the draft, by the way. I saw some other stories. Some other guys had buddies send them stuff and try to get a number that people wouldn't recognize. And, you know, everybody's trying to get the number and prank, which it's a bad prank, man, especially for everything that Shadur's been through. So far, we got a lot of stuff coming in here this morning. We'll get to a lot of this, different stuff. Congratulations, by the way, to seven, Miami Hurricane players that were drafted. And, we had Restrepo was, ends up being a, Xavier Restrepo ends up being a rookie free agent, did not get drafted, but will, signed a contract with Tennessee Titans to go and play with Cam Ward. And so hopefully things work out for him. And then all the other stuff is just crazy. You know, the other guy really dropped was Quinn Ewers. I thought he's going to be in the mid. I thought a lot of the quarterbacks would go into second, third, and fourth round. And he ends up going seventh round. You talk about having an opportunity to come back, and you always wonder. He's with the Dolphins now and going to try to get his career going. But he probably missed out. I'm guessing the Canes would have been one of the teams, from what I'm told, that would have been interested. He'd have been a $4 or $5 million quarterback from just what he did, off what he did, his experience as a quarterback, and all these teams looking for him.
Did you see Mike Flores trying to send guys back to college too?
If they don't like it.
If they could,
like,
just drop out of the draft, you know, after they didn't go in the first round, they didn't go in the second round. He was like, I'll just go back to, let's see if they can go back to college. And he, not crazy with
Mike's
that,
not
right?
crazy, like, about the draft system, period.
Yeah.
So Mike,
I think there are a few guys that play that position that probably wish they could go back to college.
Well, I'm guessing he knows what he could have made. And he was told, I'm guessing, that Texas had to tell him, Arch Manning, like, Arch ain't sitting another year. Hell, they're saying already Arch Manning might be the number one quarterback taken next year in the draft.
I don't know. They also said Jadur Sanders would be number one early.
I get it. No, I get it. And everybody.
But I think guys also get bad information, don't they? You're around a bunch of people that just, they want to, you know, want to get you to the next level so they can make money.
I tell you what, it's a kiss of death for an agent. You start putting a label in where your guy's going to go, and you're not sure, and you don't do your homework, and you're throwing it out there to get him, and then all of a sudden he drops two or three rounds, and he's looking at there, you going, hey, I thought you knew all the GMs and had a better idea of where I was going, because This is embarrassing. By the way, I get everybody's sitting there watching. And Shador is a whole story. From right off the bat, after Cam Ward, this it started.
I don't even know if it was after Cam. He got so much more coverage than Cam Ward through that entire thing. It really was amazing.
So I got to tell you, man, I know we got some of this stuff coming. I don't want to get into white-black stuff. I don't. We used to do it, and by the way, it used to be very accurate about black quarterbacks. It was terrible.
When someone sent that in, I just like –
When I started in this business, it was pathetic. It was that that there weren't black quarterbacks. It was like hard. But now, not only was Cam the first quarterback taken, Milroe was what, the third or fourth quarterback taken in this draft, or third, fourth in there. And we got a lot of starting black quarterbacks in the league. Some of the best quarterbacks in the league, including the guy that just won the Super Bowl, and we've had a lot of guys. Geno Smith, what a career he's ended up having, and Kyler Murray. I mean, you just go through the list of guys, and Stroud and Daniels and Caleb Williams, especially recently. So I just don't listen, man. I'm sorry, unless what you just think they, you know, this is one black guy they didn't like. I mean, it just whatever it is, you know. I just,
teams just want to win, man.
Yeah. It's not a black or white thing. Yeah. A lot of guys get fired when you can't figure this quarterback thing out. A lot of them. And so, you know, but I will tell you, man, there were years ago where it was pretty obvious that there was a bad stereotype that black quarterbacks couldn't play. But that thing is long gone with the athletic ability and the throwing ability and everything else that all the guys have been able to do. So I don't know, man. You're on your own. If I'm not going to stop you from believing that, if that's what you think it is, but I don't. I'm not.
You're not going to convince people otherwise, I guess. But
look, everybody needs quarterbacks.
But look at the trend at that position.
It's the most desperate position. Yeah, it's the most desperate position that we have. It is every year, no matter what. We're still five or six guys short. Not to mention backups. We are super short with, you know, the amount of guys that...
Maybe all that stuff is true that keeps coming out about the guy. I told you, I read that thing where they said he showed up with... He was wearing headphones during the interview.
I know
he showed up with an entourage of people.
Everybody...
Maybe that stuff's true.
I don't know. I heard
you see it enough, and it's like...
I'm sure he thought after you're told over and over again you're going to be the second quarterback taken at the top of the draft.
Yeah.
And the worst thing will happen is you play for the Steelers, because he left there and he felt really good about his interview, and then all of a sudden...
Well, obviously they didn't feel so good about it.
Yeah. They didn't take a guy till the sixth round, and now they're going, well, we think Aaron Rodgers is coming. Great. Okay.
Aaron Rodgers shows you what teams are willing to put up with to figure out that position, because that guy, I mean, he's old. I don't even know if he can play anymore, but he is a major pain in the ass. And they're sitting around waiting for him.
I think he can still play, Woody, or they wouldn't.
I know you do, but
they wouldn't be waiting for the pain in the ass part. And I'm only going by two games I saw him.
I know, against the Dolphins, I know.
They're pretty good. Pretty good games, played a lot better at the end of the year. But he is a pain in the ass. Like, he ranks right up there. Now he's got his buddies coming out saying he's not getting enough respect or something. Or what's more like, jeez. What do you need, man? Nobody's made more money in this league than you have. That's pretty good respect.
Texter's very angry that we played the audio from the call.
From the what?
The prank call there. Very, very upset. So we're classless for playing that.
Classless?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a very classy show.
So no, probably, it's not.
Probably onto something.
Hey,
there, man,
whether you like the prank or not, which I said I think is kind of a jerk thing to do,
but it happens. You know what's funny? I had people upset.
Adam Schefter put it out on Twitter.
So people
were classless too.
People were upset about the 911 call from Tyreek Hill. And I didn't do it. People like 911 call. I wanted to hear what mother-in-law had to say in that situation. Oh, it's a classless. I don't know. It's out there.
We're journalists, man.
I don't know what we are.
Well, we got to cover stuff like that. When there's hard-hitting stuff like 911 calls, we got to hit it.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, speaking of that,
I thought that call painted the picture better of the story, too, didn't it?
What?
Like, when you hear the audio of the call, it kind of gives you a better idea of what happened, didn't it? Like, at least from listening to it.
Oh, from both ends?
Yeah.
Listen, The kid, his dad's a defensive coordinator, was interim head coach.
Oh, the prank. I was talking about the 911 call.
Oh, the 911 call. I'm
the
sorry.
The prank call, man, it's a douchey thing to do. No one's sitting here like praising the kid for doing it.
So I chuckled at first.
Because it happened to Bo, and we were talking about it.
It happened to Bo, and every time I hear Bo say it, and Bo talked about his last week, but come to find out, you know, when you're in college, you can see other guys trying to do that to you, right? Or getting somebody's phone, or get a girl that they know that's from another part of the country that matches up with one of the teams and sending something. But yeah, that was. Listen, man, you got to laugh a little bit. Everybody's going to be just fine. Hopefully Shador gets a chance to prove to everybody that he can play. Boy, that Deshaun Watson thing, what a mess. Do you see how many quarterbacks they have on that roster now? They must have signed seven guys now on that team. They draft two quarterbacks. They bring in Joe Flacco again. God, Joe, you helped us win a playoff game a couple years ago. We need your ass back too. Yeah, they're just crazy stuff. Woody, we got a lot of other stuff going on here. I did not say a lot about this, but the Belichick book stuff it's incredible. Bill Belichick and his girl. I've never seen Bill Belichick whip like this. I've never seen him where Bill's lost his pants. Bill, this girl's running Bill's life. I mean, he's madly in love, like, for the first time. Whatever the last, you know, I know he's been married and had a long-time relationship with another woman, who I thought was very attractive. And this youngster, man, she's running the show. Anyway, we'll have some of that come up. Woody will have some of that for you. Tell
she's
you.
Literally sitting at a table right across, like, where they're doing the production for the interview.
But the way he reacts
and
to
she
her.
Jumped, but she also jumps in. I don't know if I've ever seen that before, where somebody actually like actively will jump in during an interview and say, we're not discussing that.
You're not only dating a guy 50 years older, but he happens to be one of the most famous coaches in recent years that we've had and what he's done. He loses his job or whatever, mutual. Thought he was going to get another job. He's now in college football at North Carolina. Everybody's wanting to see what's going to happen. And now all of a sudden, the girl that was just kind of the girlfriend behind the scenes is taking a front row seat there, Woody, to kind of run things here. Anyway, we got more stuff coming up here. A lot more, including a couple of big games tonight. Panthers and Lightning, a game four. And the Miami Heat just trying to stay alive. Just get one. Don't let these guys sweep you, man, because you know what's coming next. Once it's over, old Pat Riley tells us the State of the Union, man, down there. We'll find out more. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Hey, man, trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks, 7 days a week, 36 years in the business, Around the Clock Plumbing, Around the Clock all your air conditioning problems, we're there for you, man. We are there for you when you need it. I can just tell you this about these folks, since I've known them almost a good part of 30-plus years with Big Daddy Lenny, who passed away. But, hey, still family-owned and operated. Eric, doing a great job. Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them over there. And there's a few things we want to let you know. It's still about great service with the best people. And that's never going to change at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. People go, well, I go, look at everybody in town, copies everything they do. They must be doing something right when everybody's got to copy all the things you're doing. And one day I'm going to do them. I'm going to piss everybody off and just come out and tell the truth about what's going on with everybody else copying everything they do over there. Hey, man, they are ready to help you. And I want to tell you, we have a warehouse full of water heaters and all different size air conditioning units. We don't have to order them. We have them in the office ready to go for you. Box truck filled with all size Rheem water heater. Same day installation is always the goal. Same when it comes to air conditioning units, financing plans to help you out. It's all part of the great service you get. Family owned and operated. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. The next time you have a problem and you're not sure where to go for plumbing problems with the best plumbers or air conditioning problems with those trained and certified technicians, Remember, air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing at 1-800-349-6922. You've seen the billboards at air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Hey, welcome back. Happy Monday to everybody out there, man. Appreciate you always being with us. A lot of stuff going on and a busy 3 days of the draft. They got this draft thing. It's incredible what they've done with this. 200,000+ people showing up in Green Bay for a draft for 3 days. And, man, even watching it Saturday and then Sunday, I actually probably watched a little too much of the draft and wanted to see, especially some of the guys you're following to see how they're doing and all the great stories and everything else that has come out here. So I had no problem with the first two picks of the Miami Dolphins. Two biggest guys they've ever drafted in the first and second round. I think we've all been talking about they got to get more physical, and those two dudes are screaming physical at defensive tackle and guard. Two guys end up getting Kenneth Grant from Michigan, somewhere around 340 pounds, and Jonah Savanea, 6'5", also right around 340 pounds. By the way, went to St. Louis High School, same high school as Tua Tagovailoa, and moved up from 48 to 37 to get him. So you had to give up some picks, but hey, man, if you feel that strongly and you're going to jump up, you are looking at your guys going, he's a starter, just so you know. That when you move that way, he's in. He lines up day one. Those two guys need to line up in the starting lineup. So I thought it was great. End up getting three defensive tackles. I thought they needed a second guy, and because they did lose a couple of guys who were pretty productive a year ago, including Calais Campbell. So they got some young guys. They have to play him, though. Doesn't do any good. You draft a couple of defensive tackles, and if only one of them's playing, that's not going to cut it. You need to get – this team's in a situation, and it doesn't change – and I know they're going to hit the veteran free agent market for what's left. I don't seem to think there's as much left. There's some good names, but some aging names and injured names that we're going to have to pick up because we couldn't fill all the holes. And I didn't think we could fill all the holes at guard, at potentially tackle. Listen, one thing about last year, we had Patrick Paul as a backup, and we had Kendall Lamb as a backup. So you're in pretty good shape with those guys. You felt pretty good with a high draft pick and a veteran that's been around who played well the year before. We don't have that kind of depth on the offense line. We got a starting five now. Good-looking starting five if James Daniels comes back. But we still need more. Make no mistake about it. We still need more. There's no way. Don't let anybody sell you. We got enough on. No, you don't have enough. You don't. You need to get more. Cornerback, we don't take a cornerback till the fifth round. Jason Marshall, great opportunity for a guy out of Miami Palmetto, Florida Gator. But we don't have enough. We didn't for sure get that solved, and you're down a couple of guys. Everybody probably has figured out. And Jalen Ramsey is gone. There's no way. There is no way.
And they say the door is they sometimes leave the door open.
On that one. that's Chris Greer being nice. That's Chris Greer adding on instead of just stopping, right, saying I don't want to get into it.
But how nice Jalen would Ramsey, it be if they could figure that out, though?
Jalen Ramsey is officially toxic to that team, and he can't come back.
Man, but they need him.
You need him happy, I got to tell you, if you're a real good player and you're not fitting in with the guys. And other guys think you're a pain in the butt, and you're not happy with what the team's doing. You're open about it.
God, this was handled so poorly.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
By the way, it's
the same guy you gave an extension to.
I just don't understand how it happens a week before the draft. You get the tweet, it comes
horrible look. Yeah. Horrible
mutual
look.
Trade, you know, whatever, and then the Dolphins come out and say it's all them.
Such a dysfunctional look, the way it's all been given out to us. It's just like I can't explain.
He may be a bad guy in their locker room, but man, do you need him?
Well,
you're not in a position to be.
You
getting
gave
rid
him
of
an
pieces.
Extension.
I know.
You gave him all that new money. What, he just became a pain in the ass to you?
Apparently.
He wasn't a pain, like, and by the way, and then I see teams he's going to. He ain't going to Philly, not as long as Vic Fangio's there. Well, you think?
Yeah.
Nobody bitch more about Vic Fangio than he did. And by the way, he was wrong. Vic was right.
So I wonder if he could have a do-over on that.
So, anyway, they're going to move him. I don't know how, but they're going to move him. Matter of fact.
That's a good thing. I don't know how. And that's, you're right. You're going to get some kind of scrap draft pick for next year.
Maybe.
That Chris and Mike know that they may not be around to use.
A seventh that moves into a sixth if he's like, yeah, not much.
I think
maybe a fifth.
If you're Chris and you're Mike, you probably have to swallow your pride here and just beg this guy.
Woody, you're not getting the picture. He can't come back.
Yeah, but you don't have anything to replace him
Woody,
with.
Woody, if somebody's a pain in the ass, you of all people know more than anything. You're done with them.
I know, but you can't just get rid of everyone that you can't get along with.
He's one you can't
get along
with.
Dolphins are not a good enough franchise to do that.
I think he has crossed the line. Man. I think Ramsey has crossed the line on some things. By the way, you're right. We need him. But if all this stuff, I know Armando Salguero's trying to get stuff and came out and said I was wrong on the original story and I'm coming out with something else. I don't even want to get into that. Who said, she said. But you got to know how bad it is for Chris to come out and say, and you know, Chris got a way of adding stuff he doesn't need to add. Just get to, yes, we're looking to trade him.
Good news for Chris. He doesn't have to speak for a while.
Yeah, but you don't have to go when you draft somebody. Like, you don't have to draft this big defensive tackle out of Michigan and then add that the three teams behind us all really loved him. That was their guy.
Well, it makes it sound better.
But you don't have to. You just draft your guys, and we want them to play well. You don't – because it doesn't –
I think they have to find a way to work this out. I know I said this with Jimmy Butler, too.
You don't really believe that.
I truly, truly believe it, yes. First of all, you paid him.
Well, that you made the mistake.
So that's a problem.
Originally.
That's one problem. The second problem is your team is not very good, and you can't afford to get rid of good players for nothing right now.
So what do you think?
I think you bring them in. You say we're very, very sorry. Whatever you know, we
this
did.
This is
to
the
upset
NFL.
You
act like this is some office down the street.
I
stop it. You sound.
This
you
is
sound
the Dolphins, Joe. This is how they operate, and it is what it is at this point.
He ain't coming.
But we
back.
Got a season coming up.
He's not coming back.
And unless you want to throw the season away.
You can do certain things to run yourself out of a team, and he has done them. I think teammates have even, I think people around him have said, he's not going to be a good guy in this team. Hey, maybe some of the stuff that he's not happy about is fair. Like he's looking at the team and going, I ain't playing back here with this group. I don't know.
The other question is this guy's onto something here on the text is like, would Fangio still be here? Could they have gotten rid of the players instead and kept that guy? Because it seems like Fangio was right and these guys were very wrong about the whole approach.
Listen, man, I'm trying to be real nice about this Vic Fangio and Mike McDaniel thing. So I'm just going to say he wanted to go back home and be closer to his mother.
Okay.
He wanted out, obviously, out of his contract. He did not want to be here. And then you can read why he didn't want to be here. You can read. I don't think he liked the way the head coach handled the players. I don't think he is crazy about that. I think Vic's old school. I think. He is. And he doesn't want guys coming out questioning things he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear any of that in Philly last year?
No. That guy put together one of the best game plans I've ever seen to beat
great.
Kansas City.
No, man. He also had a really good roster, apparently, because they dominated.
Yeah, yeah.
Physically, helps, just but on the line of scrimmage. Philly's like, nobody does this to – I mean, Kansas City goes, nobody does this to us.
So you think, regardless of what happens, Jalen's gone.
Poison.
Done. Okay. But Tyreek can stay because he helps you win, right?
Different deal.
Different.
Different deal. Tyreek's got more problems away from, like, I'm trying to figure
his
out.
Problems are different.
I'm trying to figure out who's going to take care of Tyreek from the end of minicamp until the start of the season. Who's in charge of those 6 to 8 weeks? You have any ideas? Anybody? Does that mean Larry's got to, like, Larry from security, our good friend Larry, by the way. Does that mean Larry and Drew, like, have to take shifts
nobody
and bring
that
in?
Job.
Nobody
wants that job.
Nobody wants to be.
That job sucks.
Hey, you good tonight, Tyreek? What are you doing? All right, man. We got to go to break here.
You can't make a lot of this stuff up, man.
No, but to your point on Jalen Ramsey, wait a sec. So you gave him a new contract less than a year ago with extended money, a lot of it for this year, and now you're going, nope, you become such a pain in the ass, we're going to let you go. He goes, but I like it here. He didn't say that, by the way. I don't believe he said, I want to be here.
I want to hear the truth on this thing because...
No, you're not going to hear it.
I don't...
No, I'm not saying I'm not going to tell you. I just think...
No, I know, but I
think it's a little bit of everything I've told you, though.
Well, the original story comes out that it's a mutual agreement to trade him. The Dolphins come out. Chris Greer comes out and says, no.
He wanted to stay here.
He wanted to be here. We said, absolutely not. So you make him look terrible.
Well, ain't no way coming back after those comments.
What if you can't get anything for him? What if the best offer out there is a fifth-round pick?
You take it.
Your team stinks. You need to keep good players.
Then we'll have a third and a five next year. We can just add on to it. And by the way, you know everybody's take on this whole thing. We got to go to break here.
Oh, God.
So watching all the coverage, I don't bouncing back and forth between ESPN and NFL Network. And they're going, what's this tell you that Chris is now out of the third and the fourth round into the fifth round? And those guys all said, looks like the head coach and GM are pretty secure for next year, is how they're reading into it. I didn't read into it.
Let's not do that now, though.
No, I didn't read into it.
People don't need another reason to get riled up.
Hey, we do need a reason to tell you about the great work that they do at Baptist Health South Florida. I was with my man Ed last night. Ed, you're the best, bro. You're the best. Boy, I would tell you what, we're bringing in more high schools. Things are just great. People are wanting to be part of Baptist Health South Florida Sports Medicine Program. They want to be able to get to those top specialists. They're one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. And if you're going to become one of the top programs, you have to have really good specialists for every part of the body, and that's what they've done. And they've added more than just one, knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement, Achilles, all the injuries that are happening to all of us every day, not just teams that play down here like Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They all trust and use Baptist Health South Florida. But and not just team doctors, but all these great surgeons they have. So you get great results. They know how to fix and get you quickly back with proper rehabilitation. And they do the whole package for you, man. So if you've been injured, I know what you're thinking. Well, I'd like to get in and see them. You can, but please don't ask me to do it for you. You can do it on your own. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, stirring up all this trouble this morning on a nice, friendly sports show.
I'm trying to be friendly. I'm saying, like, everyone needs to get together over there and just talk it out. It's like the Jimmy Butler thing all over again. I just want everyone to get along. That's it.
You realize, since you've been doing this a little while, not everything can be fixed.
Okay.
Well, you just think, like it's like, come on, you get Leon together, a guy in his class, and go, you guys got to get along. And like, okay, Dad, we'll have him over tonight for pizza.
Do you think it's worth trying before you give him away for scraps?
They have seen a lot, and they know the history of Jalen Ramsey. They knew what they were getting into when they decided to go and thought they got that great deal on Jalen Ramsey from the Rams, and they knew exactly what they were getting. And by the way, gave him an extension after all that. And just blame Vic Fangio for being grumpy. Okay, what do you got, man?
All right, we got numbers from the NFL draft, Joe. Did you happen to see how many people watched on Thursday night? 13.6 million viewers across ESPN, NFL Network, TV, and digital streams.
Holy
Almost
smokes.
14. That is the second highest ever. They also did very well on Friday. That was also the second highest ever, a 40% year-over-year rise for the second round. So things are all good here for the NFL, and I guess it's become one of their signature events here, man.
Outside of playing actual games?
200,000-plus in attendance the first night alone.
God, where'd those people all stay? They don't have that many rooms. I know some of those people are Green Bay people, live in that area, but my gosh, that was crazy.
That cities are lining up to bid to get the event here.
No shoot.
Yeah.
No shoot.
Speaking of no shoot, Damian Lillard, did you see this?
Oh, man, I did. I like came, Damian.
Made his way back from blood clots.
Oh, man.
Looks like he...
he's done.
The Achilles went. And I will tell you, we talk about this a lot. We seem to see more Achilles injuries than ever. I mean, it is really amazing.
You're right.
And I know guys are coming back from them quicker, but that is weird, man. I know he missed some time.
Just Milwaukee. Boy, they got their championship, and they have just been snake bitten.
Everyone keeps talking about they're going to break that thing up and start sending guys places. I don't know.
Wow.
Giannis doesn't feel like a Miami guy to me. Does he? I don't know. He's always been that kind of small market guy.
I don't know.
Seems to like
that. That's a good question.
I don't know.
I don't know that much about him.
Lillard kind of
except
felt like a Miami guy.
One of the three or four best players in basketball. That's all I know.
Well, what we do know is everyone is open for a trade now, Joe. Luka can be traded. Anyone can be traded, right?
The Lakers are just about on the way out, too. We don't have enough to get him.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. All right. I've been wanting to get to this one here, Joe, the whole way. This Bill Belichick interview that he did on CBS News Sunday morning was bizarre to say the least here. I'll play you a quick clip, and then you let me know what you think here. This is Bill Belichick on CBS on Sunday.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on, though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
You joined InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing, you're not into meditation.
You're doing this dumbass stuff and now you're
like
shocked.
Pilates. You're balancing Jordan on your feet and she's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms, but I honestly don't follow them.
You know what?
You haven't seen just a paint that they're both wearing navy sweaters. They say navy, and his has a big rip on it. Like, I don't know if that's supposed to be fashionable. He's got a ripped sweater while he's doing this national TV CBS interview, and she is she's sitting 5 feet away at a production table.
Yeah, and make sure what's in.
And when he goes,
how
did you guys meet? She stands up and jumps in, and it's been well documented that they met on an airplane, by the way.
But hey.
So I don't know why.
You know.
But, man, is that embarrassing.
This thing is, like, it's hilarious, but you know who's laughing the most about this? You know who's having the great laugh? Brady, Gronk, Welker.
Yeah.
Those guys that like to bust his chops a little bit. Loved him as a coach, but like this, they're seeing him go through this, and he's now got a girlfriend that's younger than their girlfriends, and, you know, the whole thing is just great. And he's just... What'd you think was going to happen when you did this interview? Like, by the way, somebody's lying about a little breakup in New England. You know, it's kind of, Tom's going, you couldn't wait to get my ass out of there. And the owner apparently couldn't wait to get your ass out of there.
He goes, well, said you were fired. It was mutual.
Why would you do that interview?
I don't know.
Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing a book?
I don't know. That's an even better question.
Why?
He doesn't need the money, right?
No, he does not need the money.
Certainly doesn't need the money. Well, he's got a great job. I guess he's getting paid a fortune in North Carolina.
You can do 18 to 20 million a year all those years. He's been the highest paid coach quietly.
Yeah.
And should have been. But, man, Yeah, he's made. He's not hurting. It's just awkward. And she's sitting there.
Yeah.
And she looks miserable. Just what? She went.
She seems vicious. She really does.
She does. She's kind of coming across.
Well, people were saying that it felt like he was a hostage. Like he's being held captive by her.
By the way, my take is what the Putango Bango has just got him. Just he
I actually don't think you're far off on that take.
He just can't think. He's got this young, hot, like this cannot be. I get up in the morning and look to see if, like, whatever. Would you like to run practice today? Okay.
Such a harmless question. How did you guys meet?
You don't have to answer that.
We're not doing
this.
Oh,
there you go. All right. What? You're wearing his pants today. Okay. Good stuff.
Remember they met on an airplane he signed a book for?
Whatever, man. I don't care about all that. I just...
So gross. The whole thing is just disgusting.
What are they saying? It's not 50. Is it 50 years difference?
It's got to be. She's 24.
It is about 50. Yeah. Wow.
She's worried about her reputation. She's got to wait this guy out, and then she'll get all his money.
I'm just kind of doing the math, like, before or right about the time she's turning 30.
By the way, look how he listens to her. You don't think she told him, hey, you got to change the will around a little bit?
Did you see him shut down a little bit? Like, nope, don't answer that. And he just went, okay.
By the way, Bill,
okay.
I need you to change the will. I get everything.
You know those guys were in those meetings all those years going, Jesus, I wish she was around when we were in those meetings with him. He was ripping us for sucking and not winning by enough. Hey, we got to go to break there. Good stuff, Woody, this morning. Omar Kelly's going to join us. You never know what kind of take you're going to get from Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. He's going to join us. Ed Jovanovsky going to join us this 8 o'clock hour. As the Panthers tried to go up 3-1 after winning the first two in Tampa Bay and then letting one get away, 5-1 actually, not just getting away. And it was fun to watch. It was chippy. It got a little ugly. And Kachuk got one hell of a hit in there and did not get suspended. Some are a little surprised after Hagel got suspended for his hit. But anyway, hey, enough of that. We got game four tonight. But before I get into all that, we also got a baseball team on the road going to play the Dodgers for 3 games here, and then they'll be coming back home this weekend. Got the A's for 3 games, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We got Sunday Beach Towel Sunday. We got Star Wars. Going to do a bunch of cool Star Wars stuff. Just go to marlins.com/Star Wars if you want to take the kids out on Sunday. Sounds like it's going to be a really fun Sunday before the Dodgers come to town for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it's the 6-game homestand. That means Taco Tuesday, by the way. Always going to be one of the favorites out there. It's a great package you get with your ticket. But we'll be telling you more about all that stuff coming up. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.